Hi, I'm Zach Weissmuller for Reason TV, coming to you from the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, where we've heard Democrats talk a lot about new federal programs they'd like to implement.
Expand Social Security, strengthen Medicare.
Paid family leave.
Go to a public college or university tuition free.
But we haven't heard much talk about the cost of those programs and what they'll do to the national debt. So we're going to ask Democrats whether they are concerned about the national debt and how they plan to pay for their new programs.
We should have paid maternity leave and paid paternity leave.
I would like to see an expansion on the Affordable Care Act.
Free public tuition.
For something like mandatory paid leave, the price tag on that's about estimated around $1 trillion a year. Or for free college tuition, between $350 to $450 billion a year. Does the price tag concern you?
We're the richest country in the world today. We're the richest country in history. It's not a matter of the lack of money.
Does debt worry you? Federal debt.
No.
Do Democrats care about the national debt?
Yeah, I think they do. I think Republicans and Democrats do. But I also think we need to realize that we don't manage the budget of a country like we would balance our checkbook. It's fine to have debt. We need to look at the GDP to debt ratio.
Over the Obama administration, the debt's gone up by about 56%, a pretty sharp increase.
I'm sure, and I don't know what the numbers are before that. It's gone up under, let's be honest, every administration in both of our lifetimes.
I didn't really hear much talk about the debt in there, and to be honest, I didn't hear it much at the Republican National Convention either. As a younger person, seeing what debt has done to some of the other countries in Europe, does the issue of national debt concern you at all?
I mean, yes. I'm not an econ major, so it's not something I think about all the time.
I think we care about what could happen if the debt became completely out of control. What we seem to be seeing now is a situation where while the debt has increased, it's done so in a way while the deficit has also gone down during the Obama administration. So that means it's growing at a slower rate.
Right.
Obviously, that's the ultimate goal.
It increased by 56% during the Obama administration.
Right, but the return on that has meant that with more people working, more people paying tax dollars, because they are working, means that our deficit growth has slowed way, way, way down.
Bring all the troops home, reduce the military budget by at least one half, and then use that money to invest in the infrastructure.
The military budget, that's a decent point, but it's only gonna pay for a fraction of our existing debt plus the new program.
Stop the hemorrhaging and the increasing of the national debt by making sure that the wealthy in our country, the 1%, pay their fair share.
We really need to make sure that corporations are paying their fair share of taxes.
Hillary has her progressive taxes that she's planning on doing, and I'm totally on board with that.
Historically, the United States hasn't really been able to take in more than 19% of GDP. And so no matter how high the tax rates are on the richest people, it depends on how big the GDP is. Does that change your perspective on the ability to raise that kind of revenue?
Well, thank you for raising that analytical point. That's another call for the expansion of our economy, for the increase of the GDP. But again, the money that is being generated by this greater productivity needs to be invested in the American future.
The places where they have been able to take in more revenue are the Nordic countries, where they increase taxes on the middle class as well as on the richest people. Would you be in favor of a middle class tax hike?
I mean, to an extent. I feel like the middle class is already feeling the pressure as it is.
I don't know if it would be necessarily a middle class income tax increase, but I do think there are ways for everyone to have skin in the game. And I know that's worked sometimes in California when we've had bonds and parcel taxes.
How can we address things like the national debt when we're still trying to, you know, restrict people's right to vote, restrict a woman's right to choose, even though the Supreme Court has continued to uphold it?
If we're looking at a choice between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, and we're talking to our viewers about this issue of debt, do you think that Hillary Clinton's the one to solve these problems?
I don't even think debt is the biggest issue by far.